Welcome to the Rural War Room Radio Show.
Oh, Rural War Room.
It's true. So, my name's Donovan Suk.
My name's Byron Werner. This is our Hogwash Show.
It's true. We're not going to play all songs that have to do with hogs, but we're going to play a lot of, well, across the board. We are going to play some hog songs, I admit it.
But mostly it's just open selection tonight.
Sure.
All across the board. We like all sorts of different music. And about the only thing we've got really organized is a little mini tribute to B. Arthur kind of scattered throughout the show. Because you don't want to take too strong of a dose of B. Arthur.
I am going to
spoil you for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We do have some rare stuff coming up, too. And I can't say we don't have hog things. I'm playing a lot of pig and hog-related things. So.
I'll be playing some swing music and
cool.
Some, maybe a little Japanese. Maybe some old Torch singers from the past, and maybe some Sun Ra.
Oh, cool. All across the board, though, we always try to give you a good variety here. And in case you don't know, you're listening to the Rural War Room Radio Show, and we're here every Tuesday night beginning at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're here for like 4 hours. Long time. We stay here a long time. So you're going to want to tune in as often as possible. If you want to find us on the web, you can find us at ruralwarroom.com, and we're going to start off with some Arkansas Razorbacks marching band on the Rural War Room Radio Show, KABF 88.3 FM.
the man that smokes that jive. That jive will take you for a dive. Wonders if he's still alive. When you smoke that killing jive, it will make you very tall. It seems as if you're going to fall. Knock yourself just up on fire. You know I mean that killing jive. You only think you've blown your time. Oh, baby, you start laughing and you can't stop. Then you don't give a pop. Cause you said, man, not bent, man. Everything will seem so funny. Darkest days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jive. Yeah, yeah. Does he smoke that killing jive?
Go, man.
That must be high. Yes, he smokes that killing jive.
If on top of your head there's nothing but fuzz, Granny's got a secret.
eats anything that was. She'll make you a poultice with a little bear fat. You'll soon have too much hair to wear a hat.
Dr. Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a whiz, a cure in rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
I had a cow that slobbered bad down in the Arkansas. I took her to my great-granddad way down in the Arkansas. I asked him what to do for it down in the Arkansas. Grandpa said, teach that cow to spit way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. I knew a man and his name was Jack down in the Arkansas. He had a hog called a Razorback way down in the Arkansas. The strangest thing you ever hear down in the Arkansas. He used that hog to shave his beard way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. They had a wedding that couldn't be beat down in the Arkansas. A boy named Oates and a girl named Wheat way down in the Arkansas. The people sang in a major key down in the Arkansas. They sang What Shall the Harvest Be way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. When I was just a little lad down in the Arkansas, my ma got married to my dad way down in the Arkansas. Grandpa got mad and cussed a while down in the Arkansas, till grandma said it's the lady's style way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. I had a gal, her name was Lil, down in the Arkansas. I hugged that gal all over the hill way down in the Arkansas. Her pa ran up and called me son down in the Arkansas. He tied the knot with his rifle gun way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas. They drink a tea made out of corn down in the Arkansas. It makes you a man the day you're born way down in the Arkansas. They court the girls from their knee high down in the Arkansas. Keep on a court until the day they die way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas.
She straightens your tie. Boy, the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for that date without that waiting you hate. Boy, the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their party, just how it stands, you've got romance on your hands. It's just a warning that the lady's in love with you. Mm-hmm. 'cause the lady's in love with you. If she can't dress for the date with a bed waiting you hate, watch it, because the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two. Yes, yeah, so here is just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands.
I love her. That's Nellie Lucher and her rhythm doing The Ladies in Love with You. What an unusual voice she has.
And she is nice.
Like easygoing it. Manner. Yep.
Before that, Jimmy Driftwood doing Down in the Arkansas.
Before that, my, oh my, the Beverly Hillbillies show.
Yeah.
Original cast. These are the real people selling this stuff to you. That was Dr. Granny. I'll be playing some more off of that CD, so look out.
Before that, The Cats and the Fiddle, Killin' Jive is the name of that song.
Before that, Bo Dallas and the Wild Magnolias from New Orleans doing Tipitina, a lively party number.
That is a good number.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Hogwash Show on Rural War Room Radio.
Yeah, we'll be playing an assortment of stuff with a scattering of pigs and B. Arthur over time.
Poor B. Arthur.
I put her in a separate category. I'm not saying there's any tie in there.
Yeah, you know, we do have, I think, four or five shows away. We have the Memorial Day show. It's going to be a memorial show where we just play dead people. That's a new idea. We haven't done that. So.
There's a lot of dead people.
Yeah, man. So if you want to find us online, it's ruralwarroom.com, just like it sounds. And we always try to bring the most original, unusual music to you that you can't find on other shows.
And now we're on every week and up to 4 hours sometimes.
That's
you
true.
Never
it streams
know.
On yeah. iTunes, and you can find the links and all that stuff. Yeah.
But that's 4 hours of music, so let's get back to it.
This is from psychathesouth.com. Thanks, you guys. They preserve, like we try to as well, preserve music that otherwise would be lost. And this is a group called Exciters with Upsetter on the Rural War Room Radio Show.
Everybody knows that you can't go. Hey, baby, you a question.
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
It's something I can't figure out. I hope you won't say no.
No.
It's all about my sister.
What?
My sister.
Who?
My sister.
Oh.
She's joined a nudist colony. So what I want to know.
Yes?
What can you get a nudist for her birthday? What kind of birthday present can you buy? Tell me on the level, can I send her a muff? No, I know it's true they wear a smile, but that can't be enough. What can you get a nudist for a present? The things I used to give her would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how could she go out and cash it? What can you get a nudist when her birthday comes along?
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
You know, there's a lot more to that song, but I can't do it by myself. The thing was written for two people, which brings me to the subject of my dear friend Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Yeah. We had done MAME together on Broadway, and we became very, very, very close friends. But I will never forget when I first met her. I was in awe. In awe. I mean, here was this gorgeous, tall, patrician beauty, you know, classically trained actress, star of stage and screen. Of course, once I got to know her, I came to realize she has a mouth like a longshoreman. Truly, 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 I think her husband Peter and I, maybe a few other very close friends, are probably the only ones who really know her for the lowbrow, raunchy, bawdy lady that she really is. I remember she used to sing something about having a flicker of the vicar in her knickers. I don't want to think about that.
You're listening to the Rural War Room radio show.
That's the late B. Arthur telling a bawdy little story about her her MAME co-star, Angela Lansbury, who should have gotten the role in the film, but, you know, Hollywood doesn't always work that way, and they got Lucy instead.
Oh,
and it's a film that's still improving in its quality, but it's still pretty terrible. I'm talking, of course, of MAME. Before that, we heard a TV theme, didn't we?
We heard the theme from Maud, which starred Bea Arthur as well.
Before that, B. Arthur singing a little song, What Can You Get a Nudist for Her Birthday?
Before that, M. doing Official Secrets, bunch of hogwash.
Before that, Jean-Jacques Perry from the solo album Moog Indigo, actually Moog Indigo, I guess it would be, doing Cat in the Night. What a funny little number.
And before that, we started off with the Exciters doing Upsetter, and that's some of the Arkansas psychedelic music from the 60s, lost stuff that psychofthesouth.com is helping to preserve. And
we're just doing an assortment of stuff tonight, as you can tell. We're going to be getting into some jazz and a little bit of funk and a little bit of madness, as you heard with that Beverly Hillbilly CD. Boy,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
still kind of stinging on my brain.
Not bit. Madness the group, though. I don't think.
No,
I'm not.
No,
I'm
no.
not playing any madness tonight.
No, no,
which
no.
Is
no
unusual.
I just meant general acoustical insanity.
Yeah.
Electrical insanity, too.
And on the Rural War Room radio show, in case you didn't know, this is the Hogwash show. And we're playing some pig-related things and hog
yeah.
things. I mean,
because we're coming from Little Rock, Arkansas. Darn it.
We gotta. Darn
yeah.
it. So, yeah, we like to play rare stuff and preserve rare things, and it doesn't get more rare than Bob Walt. This is Rural War Room, and you can find us at ruralwarroom.com.
is what I'd be. Or he gave me my first razor when I was 3. He said, son, if you're a coward, you can stab your way to power, but I'll cut you if you turn your back on me. Stab once,
stab one.
Wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab
with a heart as cold as ice, and a little boy's giving me ideas. From a wife, but the judge frowned and sentenced me to life, cause they found me in the cold with all my stolen gold and the steam coming off my bloody knife. Stab once,
stab once.
Waving around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab once.
With a heart as cold as ice, and a little boy's giving me ideas. Get on it, possum. And I love the flash of steel when it falls. It's a thrill when you cut her and everything's a gusher, cause I love the color red upon the walls. Stab once,
stab one.
Wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab one.
With a heart as cold as ice, and a little boy's giving me ideas.
Would turn purple like a big fat grape every time he cut out. Mm-hmm. at the Rock Party Magazine. Yeah. And I got the shake. Uh-huh. And my shake is like an earthquake onslaught. Yeah, yeah. 1.1 on a your rectum scale mug mash. Uh-huh. And I'm not dancing in mattress bed. Oh, no. You can count on that, Ruby. My name is... And I come through before you make your whoosh, Bobble.
How you gonna party for me?
My legs don't connect to mine.
Say it! How you gonna party for me?
Hey, baby.
My legs don't connect to mine.
Hey, baby.
Yo. Feeling rocky, and you got the shake. We're living in the glass house and they're throwing stones, baby. Come out of rock.
His name is Mudfoot.
Somewhere between a rock and a hard place, you'll find it.
How you gonna party for me?
Hit the party to you.
Oh, yeah. Over a rock.
There's a rainbow.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the dedication. But as you can see, yours truly is here in person. So there's no reason to party for me. None.
His head won't connect it to his neck bone.
Oh, that's right.
His neck won't connect it to his shoulder bone. His shoulder won't connect it to his
second-hand furniture store, and I think that my prices are fair. That is until one day this real cheap guy walked in, saw this chair that he wanted to buy but wouldn't, said the price was too high. I looked him straight in the eye, and this was my reply. If I can't sell it, I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I'm not gonna give it away. Honey, if you want this, you have got to buy it. And I mean just what I say. How'd you like to find this waiting at home for you every night? Only been used once or twice. And it's still nice and tight, but if I can't sell it, I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I am not about to give it away. Oh, you know, Billy, I used to love this kind of thing when I was a kid. Of course, at the time, you know, I had no idea that it was, you know, slightly, you know, suggestive. You know. Look at this nice bottom. Ain't it easy on the eyes? Guaranteed to support every weight or size. So if I can't sell it, I'm going to remain reclining on it. I have absolutely no intention of giving it away. Is this how Eminem got started? I'm not going to give it away. What, you think this is the Salvation Army? No, 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 no. Oh, no.
I do have a version of that by Auntie Tina Dixon on a Wild Black Party record, but I didn't really expect Bea Arthur to do this one. But I'm glad she did because she's really funny. She's had her share of comic timing on the stage and knows how to milk those pauses just right.
Oh, man, yes.
So that was If I Can't Sell It, I'll Be Sitting. I'll keep sitting on it.
Before that, we heard Bootsy's Rubber Band doing Mug Push.
Before that was something by somebody. I don't know who either one of the sides of the equation are. That's something that our friend Nick sent us.
A Japanese cut, Japanese language cut, which is why, you know, if we could read the title, we'd love to.
Yeah, but we don't know any information about that other than, boy, that's a great number.
Oh,
I love that one.
Before that, Ray Stevens doing Bagpipes. That's My Bag.
Before that, Les Raw, Arkansas's own Les Raw, leading the Pine Box Boys doing Stab.
And they're awesome, man.
From their CD called Stab! Exclamation point.
Stab!
It's not the title song because the song doesn't have the exclamation point. Oh. Only the album title, they told me.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. And we started off that block with Bob Wall doing Cosmic Pig Rap. So this is KABF 88.3 FM Little Rock. And you're listening to the Rural War Room Radio Show.
This is our hogwash variety show. Anything we want to play, plus Little Pigs and a tribute to Bea Arthur. Sorry, there's no connection there.
No connection at all. And if you'd like to find us on the web, please go to ruralwarroom.com and tell your friends you can listen to it on iTunes. Heck, you can listen to it on your phone.
Sounds like a good idea.
And we're going to take care of some business. We'll be right back. This is KBF.